Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. ISRO successfully performs second Earth-bound orbit-raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. Teachers' Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer national award on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with winners of National Teachers Award 2023 at his residence. Voting begins for by-elections to 7 assembly seats spread over 6 states. Digital India Experience Zone being set up as key attraction at G20 summit in New Delhi. And in cricket, India enters Super 4 stage of Asia Cup with 10 wicket victory over Nepal in Kandy, Sri Lanka. And now the news in detail. Indian Space Research Organization today successfully performed the second Earth-bound orbit-raising maneuver of its solar mission Aditya L1. The ISRO, in a post on social media, said its telemetry tracking and command network and ground stations at Mauritius, Bengaluru and Port Blair tracked the satellite during this operation. The space agency further added that the next maneuver is scheduled for 10th of September at around 2:30 a.m. IST. A total of 5 such orbit maneuvering will be performed during the satellite's revolution around the Earth. The new orbit attained is 282 kilometers by 40,225 kilometers. Teachers' Day is being celebrated throughout the country today. The day is celebrated on the birth anniversary of educationist and former President Dr. Sarvepalli Radhakrishnan. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Teachers Award 2023 to 75 selected awardees at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. From this year, the ambit of the National Teachers Award has been expanded to include teachers of the Department of Higher Education and the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship. 50 school teachers, 13 teachers from higher education, and 12 teachers from the Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship will be awarded this year. The purpose of the National Teachers Award is to celebrate the unique contribution of teachers in the country and to honor those teachers who, through their commitment and dedication, have not only improved the quality of education but also enriched the lives of their students. Each award carries a certificate of merit, a cash award of 50,000 rupees and a silver medal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacted with the winners of National Teachers Award 2023 at his official residence in New Delhi on the eve of Teachers' Day yesterday. 75 award winners participated in the interaction. The Prime Minister appreciated the efforts of teachers in nurturing the young minds of the country. He highlighted the importance of good teachers and the role they can play in shaping the destiny of the country. He emphasized the importance of inspiring children by educating them about the success of the grassroots achievers.
कभी भी जीवन में भीतर के विद्यार्थी को मरने नहीं देना चाहिए। अगर आपके भीतर का विद्यार्थी जिंदा है, आप कभी जीवन में उलझन में नहीं फंसोगे, निराश नहीं होंगे, बोझिल जिंदगी नहीं बनेगी। टीचर से अपेक्षा होती है एजेटनेस की। बच्चों को एनकरेज करना चाहिए। देखिए बच्चों में क्यूरियोसिटी को कभी भी डिस्करेज नहीं करना चाहिए। आप लोग नहीं करते, इसीलिए तो आपको अवार्ड मिला है।
Mr. Modi talked about the taking pride in local heritage and history and urged the teachers to inspire students to learn about their region's history and culture. Highlighting the strength of diversity in the country, he requested the teachers to celebrate the culture and diversity of different parts of the country in their schools. Discussing the recent success of Chandrayaan 3, the Prime Minister underscored the importance of encouraging curiosity in students about science and technology, as the 21st century is a technology-driven century. He also talked about the importance of skilling the youth and making them future-ready. Talking about mission life, Mr. Modi discussed the importance of recycling as opposed to the use-and-throw culture. Several teachers also briefed the Prime Minister about the Swachhata programs being held in their schools. The Prime Minister advised the teachers to constantly learn and upgrade their skills throughout their career. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has launched a three-year partnership of his ministry with Meta to provide digital and marketing skills to students, educators and entrepreneurs in New Delhi. Three letters of intent were exchanged between Meta and NISPAD, AICTE and CBSE. Speaking at the event, Dharmendra Pradhan said that the initiative is in furtherance to Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of making India a skilled capital of the world and empowering our Amrit Pidhi. He further said that the education to entrepreneurship partnership is a game changer which will take digital skilling to the grassroots. Minister of State for Defence Ajay Bhatt interacted with the senior naval leadership during the biannual Naval Commanders Conference, which commenced in New Delhi yesterday. During his interaction, Mr. Bhatt commended the Navy for maintaining a high operational tempo in ensuring to secure seas for national security and prosperity. He praised the Navy for the efforts invested towards indigenization and innovation towards becoming a fully Atmanirbhar force by 2047. He also appreciated the Navy for undertaking steady initiatives in line with the Panch Prana enunciated by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at Air News Alerts. Welcome back. Voting has begun for by-polls to seven assembly constituencies spread over six states. Voting, which began at 7 this morning, will conclude at 6 p.m. By-polls are being held in assembly constituencies of Ghosi in Uttar Pradesh, Bageshwar in Uttarakhand, Puttupalli in Kerala, Dhanpur and Boksanagar in Tripura, Dhupguri in West Bengal and Dumri in Jharkhand. Our Lucknow correspondent has filed this report on Ghosi Assembly by-polls in Uttar Pradesh.
A total of 10 candidates are in the fray and around 4,30,000 voters will decide their political fate today. BJP has fielded Dara Singh Chauhan, who won this seat in previous assembly elections in 2022 on Samajwadi Party ticket. The by-elections are being held after he resigned from the seat as Samajwadi Party MLA, joined BJP and now a contestant from the ruling coalition. Samajwadi Party has fielded Sudhakar Singh, who is also a former MLA from this seat, and Congress and left parties are supporting him. Bahujan Samaj Party has not fielded any candidate in the by-election. Sushil Chandra Tiwari, Akashwani News, Lucknow.
Counting of votes will take place on the 8th of this month. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate Bharatiya Janata Party's Jan Ashirwad Yatra at Mandla and Shivpur in Madhya Pradesh today. The BJP is taking out Jan Ashirwad Yatras from five places in Madhya Pradesh, including Vindhya, Mahakaushal, Malwa, Gwalior Chambal and Bundelkhand region. More from our correspondent.
The first Jan Ashirwad Yatra was flagged off by the party's national president J.P. Nadda from Chitrakoot, and the second Yatra was inaugurated by Union Defence Minister Rajnath Singh from Neemuch. The third and fourth Yatra will be flagged off by the Amit Shah, while the fifth Yatra will be inaugurated from Khandwa by Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari tomorrow. Jan Ashirwad Yatras will go to 210 assembly constituencies out of 230 seats. These Yatras will end in Bhopal. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also participate in the concluding function. Jan Ashirwad Yatras will cover a distance of around 10,643 kilometers. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued a notice to the Rajasthan government over the reported incident of beating and parading naked a pregnant woman by her family members in Pratapgarh district. NHRC has called for a detailed report on the matter within 4 weeks. It has also sought details about action taken against the perpetrators and the status of the investigation being conducted after the registration of FIR in the matter. The commission has also sought to know about the health status of the victim and the compensation provided to her by the administration. The Digital India Experience Zone is being set up as a key attraction at the 18th G20 Summit in New Delhi. The summit will be held on the 9th and the 10th of September at Pragati Maidan. Our correspondent reports that it aims to provide hands-on experience to the G20 delegates on digital public infrastructure and the success of digital transformation implemented in India.
The Digital India Experience Zone will showcase the successes of Digital India Mission and building of robust digital infrastructure which have transformed the lives of crores of Indians. The ethos behind the expo is to showcase world-class initiatives which facilitate ease of living, ease of doing business, and ease of governance. 7 key initiatives have been selected to showcase the best practices in implementing digital public infrastructures. These are Aadhaar, DigiLocker, UPI, E-Sanjeevani, Diksha, Bhashini and Open Network for Digital Commerce. With Dipendra Kumar, Suparna Saiya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Delhi Police has withdrawn its 2nd September order, which stated that some metro station gates that open towards the VVIP routes and to the venue of G20 summit will be closed from 8th to 10th of September. Special Commissioner of Delhi Police, S.S. Yadav, said that train services will be available at all stations except Supreme Court station, where the services will be affected.
मेट्रो सेवाएं पूरी दिल्ली में चलेंगी. कोई भी व्यक्ति अगर नई दिल्ली में आना चाहता है, दिल्ली के किसी जगह पर जाना चाहता है, वो मेट्रो सेवा का इस्तेमाल कर सकते हैं. जैसे ही आप नई दिल्ली से बाहर निकलते हैं तो आपको सिटी बस सर्विस, टीएसआर, टैक्सीज वगैरह सब मिलेंगे. मेट्रो पूरी तरह से उपलब्ध है और एयरपोर्ट के लिए आप मेट्रो का इस्तेमाल कीजिए.
A day-long conference on green hydrogen pilots in India will be held in New Delhi today. The meeting will be held ahead of the G20 conference and will showcase various green hydrogen pilots being implemented by both public and private sector companies in India. The conference will present pioneering innovative pilots and progress in green hydrogen technology. The Reserve Bank of India, or RBI, has expanded the scope of UPI by including credit lines as a funding account. Under this facility, payments through a pre-sanctioned credit line issued by a scheduled commercial bank to individuals with prior consent of the individual customer are enabled for transactions using the UPI system. Banks may, as per their board-approved policy, stipulate terms and conditions for use of such credit lines. The terms may include, among other items, credit limit, period of credit, and rate of interest. On to sports. India entered the Super 4 stage in the Asia Cup 2023, defeating Nepal by 10 wickets in a rain-curtailed match at Pallikhele International Cricket Stadium in Kandy, Sri Lanka. The men in blue chased down the revised target of 145 runs with 17 balls to spare. Arch rivals India and Pakistan will lock horns on the 10th of September in their Super 4 encounter at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo. The previous match featuring the two sides was washed out by rain. In U.S. Open tennis, former champion Daniil Medvedev beat Australian 13 seed Alex de Minaur 2-6, 6-4, 6-1, 6-2 in a one-sided match. The third seed will face fellow Russian Andrei Rublev in the quarterfinals. Earlier defending champion Carlos Alcaraz of Spain and 8th seed Andrei Rublev of Russia have entered the men's singles quarterfinal. Alcaraz defeated Italy's Matteo Arnaldi 6-3, 6-3, 6-4, while Rublev beat Jack Draper of United Kingdom in pre-quarterfinal matches in New York last night. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Renuka.
Thank you, Anuja. As Delhi gets all set to turn world's power capital this week for G20 summit, The Hindu says, except essentials, no delivery services in New Delhi. The Economic Times notes, firms to switch to work from home reschedule travel plans due to the impact of G20 summit. On Modi-Biden tables, small nuclear reactors, jet deal, easing visa, joint aid for Ukraine, headlines the Indian Express. According to a study, cancer among under 50 up 79% in 30 years, writes the Times of India. Center urges Supreme Court to ask 13 Himalayan states to file plan on carrying capacity, states the Tribune. UAE may become the first Gulf state to allow casinos, writes the Asian Age. The Pioneer cites the passing away of N. Valarmati, the unsung heroine monitoring the launch of space missions, under the headline, ISRO Khandan Voice for Chandrayaan bids farewell. And finally, 2036 Olympics in India likely, states the Statesman. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Renu. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. ISRO successfully performs second Earth-bound orbit-raising maneuver of its solar mission, Aditya L1. Teacher's Day being celebrated throughout the country today. President Draupadi Murmu to confer National Award on 75 teachers in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi interacts with winners of National Teachers Award 2023 at his residence. Voting begins for by-elections to 7 assembly seats spread over 6 states. Digital India Experience Zone being set up as key attraction at G20 Summit in New Delhi. And in cricket, India enters Super 4 stage of Asia Cup with 10-wicket victory over Nepal in Kandy, Sri Lanka. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.